Like, it's new to me. I feel like it's, you know, it's an offensive line position. I played offensive line. Obviously, you got to snap the football, but you're out there and you're taking your steps, and it's just, you know, it feels natural.
I see. We heard a lot about Aaron just said you got two of the smartest guys on the team next to you on either side.
Yeah.
Obviously, Aaron knows this thing inside and out. At what point, though, do you feel any internal drive, if you will, to not have to rely on anybody else?
Oh, right away. I mean, you don't want to be the guy who's lagging behind. You know, you don't want to be the guy who they've got to, you know, they want to be able to just get up the line and do their job. You know, they want to have to think for you, you know. So right away, you want to be there ready to go and be able to call out the plays before they have to. So that's definitely true. I mean, obviously, I'm surrounded by people who have been here a long time and know this offense. But you know, I want to be right with them. That's the center's job, is to know this offense through and through and be able to make all the calls before anybody else knows them.
How about
center? Any other position? Have you done anything on any other position?
No,
since the offseason?
No.
Straight center.
Yep.
How much did it help you to be sat out and watched last year? I know you was unfortunate to get.
Yeah,
injured.
I mean,
how much did it help?
I mean, obviously, it would have been great to get out there and get physical reps, but you know, it's taking the time off and getting your body right, getting, you know, more muscular, losing fat, getting in the classroom and learning. I mean, that obviously helped. You have to make the most of the opportunity you have, and obviously it was a rough setback, but you know, you had to sit back and really hone in on all the things you got to learn in the classroom, and obviously it helped out being able to sit back and really pick up as much of the offense as you can. So when you do, you know, that was the main goal, is when you got the opportunity, you didn't want to be so far behind where you didn't know what you're doing. You want to be able to step in and know mentally what you had to do.
How about your timing with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, what he likes and what he doesn't like. I mean, this is gonna probably be an up and down thing, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you gotta get a rapport. You gotta get a rapport going, and that's coming. You gotta kind of feel each other out, and you know, Aaron will, you know, I want a little more like this. You know, turn the snap a little more. So it's just little stuff like that. You just gotta grow together, and it's, you know, it's a relationship. The center quarterback relationship. You gotta have one, and I think we're growing into it.
Does it make it a little bit more pressure on you that he's like the former league MVP? And he's Aaron Rodgers and one of the best quarterbacks in the game? I mean, I know you smile about it, but what's it like in the trenches?
No, I mean, he's your quarterback. He's your teammate. You know, you don't look at him like the famous Aaron Rodgers. He's your dude. He's the guy you're going to battle with. So that's all it is.
So your rapport with him is good? Your relationship?
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry if you've been asked already, but Coach McCarthy said he thinks every day but one you've been in here so far since the season ended. Is that a true statement?
That's pretty close. I went home for a little bit to see the family, but then I got right back out here and kind of just stuck around the facilities as much as possible, and like I said, I've always kind of loved being in whatever, you know, high school, college, you know, now in the NFL, the facilities, just kind of making it a second home and just being really comfortable being around here, you know.
Is kind of learning the playbook, you're, you know, just as fun for you as being on the field almost, or?
I mean, obviously you'd rather be out of the field, but no, you got to make the most of it, and you got to really, you know, you got to, like I said, if you study for an hour, you know, you're looking in the plays and you pick up one new thing that you didn't really know before, and that's a success at this point. You know, you want to be able to find those little things that you didn't know, and then once you figure it out, you know, that's a, you know, next time you're out there, you'll see that look, you know it right away. You know, those are the minor victories you get.